Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's New Year's 2019. We're so excited. We're winding down again. This is so much fun.
On location.
We are on location. We're a seaside on the pier in Santa Monica, California.
Yes, we are.
And what are we celebrating, babe?
Everything.
Everything. Can you be a little more specific, please?
Freedom.
Oh, my God. No. We're celebrating the fact that we have an iHeart Podcast Award that we're nominated for.
Yes.
I think it's in a couple weeks, and we're going to have a little party after this. So
yes, we are.
We're on location with Floppy Hair at Easton right now, and we're going to chat, and I'm excited.
I'm very excited. See what the turnout's like, and to celebrate our...
I hope like two people come.
You didn't see the line outside all the way down
there? There was no line. There was not one, like at all. Hey, Tori, can you open that bottle of wine for us, babe? Yes, because we are winding down.
Literally.
Literally winding down. What'd you say? I can't hear you. You got to get on the mic.
Should we just have a glass of wine and start gossiping, girl chat?
We have to girl chat.
I know.
Can we just like, should we talk about it now? The elephant in the room?
Go for it.
I didn't want to say anything.
Sarah?
No. We're going to need a bottle each, so let me figure that
Michael
out.
Michael just like did a really deep breath, like kind of looked at me. You said you didn't want to talk about it. He's like, I don't think we should talk about it.
But Sarah gave you the green light.
She did. So bottom line, if you know my wind down podcasters who have been following us from the beginning, you know I've had my friend Sarah Cruz on the show, and she basically gave her boyfriend an ultimatum by... the end of last year that she, you know, they've been married. Sarah. They've been together.
Brutal.
That was a stab in the heart, and she just probably crashed her car. I'm sorry. She has been dating, you know, this boy for 6 years, and she basically was like, look, like I'm ready to have a ring. And she talked to him in September and basically gave an ultimatum by the end of last year, like she needs a ring. So he had plenty of time to get a ring, had plenty of time to plan, and it's 2019 and she doesn't have a ring.
She'll get it.
Oh.
She'll get it.
Amy's putting on her headphones right now.
I think she needs to stop wanting the ring.
But here's the problem. She asked what she needed. And I told Sarah, I go, look, if you don't want me to talk about it, I totally understand. But unfortunately, people have been emailing you like crazy. Well, I screenshotted the message that you sent me. And I said, let me know what you want me to do. Because I respect you. Like, I love you. You're one of my best friends. Like, you know, I understand. But for me, it's like, it's embarrassing. She's put this out on a public platform. And now all these people she had to turn off her Instagram comments on her Instagram page because people were like, where's the ring? And it's like, that's so embarrassing.
Because we got flooded with emails. Not where's the ring, but they are desperate for an update.
Well, the update is there's no ring. And like that, and honestly, I'm pissed. Like, because she asked for what she needed. She asked for what she wanted and what she needed. And ultimately she gave an ultimatum like, hey, I'm out. But I don't think he believed that she'd be out because clearly he didn't get the ring and she's still there.
You know how I've told you I'm obsessed with Abraham Hicks?
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
Who's that?
I'm going to send you all the YouTube videos.
Okay.
It'll change your life. So it's sort of an alien, whatever. Yeah. She would say that Sarah cannot rely on whatever the dude's name is, I forgot, to make her happy.
Yeah.
And to... like fulfill her in that way. She needs to be happy. So that's why I'm saying, is there a way where she can feel fully content without the ring?
Yes, but yes. And am I a therapist? Like to say yes. And, but I'm sorry. There's a but in this. There's no like Michael, like when we ask for what we need and ask for what we want, like that's, did he not think that she was going to follow through with the ultimatum? Because obviously she's not going to leave.
Right. I get what Amy's saying, but...
I do, too. I totally understand.
She probably feels that they've been dating this long. She's getting into her late 20s. It's that time to start doing something for her to be happy. She wants to move on with her life, you know? So, and to her, that means getting married and starting a family. So, it's like she's waited around, and she's from Texas. So, it's like, you know, people there still get married young and have kids, and, like, that's what they do.
And is the issue, just to refresh everyone's memory, she doesn't want to have kids without being... engaged or married.
Yeah, correct. Like she wants to, she, you know, she's old school like that. And I respect her and I love her for that. Like she, and he would have kids like yesterday, but no, she wants the ring. She's been together for 6 years. She wants the wedding. She wants to, you know, and here's the thing that bothers me is she would have loved it to be with her friends and family. He's like, well, I didn't want to take away from the holidays. What are you talking about? You're, it's the best time to do it. Like you're with your family and friends. That's what she wanted. Like if you actually like, I'm sorry, I'm going to get, I've been like really frustrated. I've been trying not to like, because I'm, you know, obviously she's got her family and all her friends and then the Instagram and then the podcast
right,
listeners, like
barking
everyone
at
like
her,
barking
yeah.
at her. But it's like, it just frustrates me. And then I asked Michael this the other day. I said, you know, there's certain times where I've said to him, if you do this again, I'm out.
Oof.
And just like she said to him, if
sorry,
you don't,
buddy.
No, but listen, because I said, just like she said to him, if you don't give me the ring, I'm out. But it's like you guys don't, because you've done it. He didn't do it. Like, you kept doing the things, even though I said, I'm out if you keep doing this. But it's like you guys don't trust our ultimatums.
It's not that we don't trust them. It's just, I don't know.
What is it? Like, you think we're just, like, weak and we wouldn't leave?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's literally just we're so simple sometimes.
Yes.
We're so simple-minded that we don't really think that far ahead of, okay, she's really going to leave if I don't do this. Like,
I love
I
Jana's
know.
Face because Jana's face is every girl.
I'm like, I don't understand.
And
like,
Michael's every guy. And I think there's something to what he's saying in that if she almost surrenders it to the universe, and you know, I'm big in the
then
like,
she's like 45, 50 and still not married with kids. Now, I think that's wrong with an Amy. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? I was going to say 40, but let's just keep going. Like, unless she's 60 and still has,
so
you know,
the
like,
question
I don't know.
Is, if we were to ask her, she'd probably never talk to us again. But if she ever talks to us again.
No, I asked
on
her.
On the list of priorities, is it marriage, then kids?
Yes.
If, okay.
But she wants kids. She wants kids next year. She wants to get married next year.
Is she willing to change her order? And
no.
And okay.
No.
This is tough.
And that's why I love her. Because she's like, this is what I freaking, and that's why I literally want to. Just
remember Dr. Wendy
the,
Walsh
like,
said she's supposed to move out.
I know, but she's not going to. But that's the thing is he and I told him, I go every time he's, you know, made a mistake. I said, if you do this again, I'm going to leave. And he'd do it again. I wouldn't leave. And then he do, and I'm like, and then finally it's like, I'm leaving. And then they go, oh, wait, you know,
yeah, but it takes. I mean, yeah,
because remember, Dr. Wendy Walsh said she has to now leave and then she'll get the ring in a month.
But they're saying that it's going to come in the next couple of months is what apparently like he's saying to other people.
Oh, then she should just chill out. Yeah.
No,
chill.
No, because here's the thing. This is what I said in 2 months. Well, are you counting January? So is it going to be March or is it going to be February?
That's when she needs to surrender to the universe. Be happy. Trust that everything's going to be okay. In her mind, give herself another 6 months or
no,
a year.
No, because she wants to get married late next year.
Well, then she can get engaged and get married in 3 days later.
That doesn't... Amy, don't plan a wedding like that. Like
elope.
She, like, you don't understand. No, Sarah would never elope. Like, she wants, like, the Kim Kardashian wedding, like, with, like, massive flowers. You
I'm
know, like, this is her moment. She's the... It's like, it's Princess Sarah getting married.
Sarah
you know
and
what
I
mean? Like,
opposites.
Yeah, I mean, she is, like... It is the queen getting married.
Michael has to answer, because he's the dude.
Yeah, come on,
so
dude.
What is going on in Gretzky's head?
Gretzky's head. He's not the great one, let me tell you that right now.
Oh, my God. See, I'm not going to get on a Ty bashing
Let
spree.
Me just tell you that.
I think there, to a level of degree, there is maybe a little too much comfortability there, mm-hmm. where they've been together so long. He's so comfortable with their relationship. They're so set in their ways where he probably didn't take her serious. You know, he probably was like, all right, yeah, I know you say this, but we're going to get married. Like, I know we're going to be together. Like, it's going to come, basically deal with it. I just think, to Jana's point, like, women will say that, and until the men's feet are really held to the fire, we might not act on it. So I think this whole scenario probably held his feet to the fire enough where maybe, hopefully, he's realizing kind of the backlash and how much attention there is around this, if he even pays attention to it. And because my thing is, like, I haven't talked to him or anything, but I would say, dude, she did ask for what she needed. She's like begging you.
Is
like she's telling you, if you want to spend your life with her, just do it.
In a guy's head, please be a guy. I need to know this. Is there any chance he's not doing it yet because of the weird ultimatum? So now he's going to do it because it's not on the ultimatum.
Absolutely.
No, see, and
for
I totally disagree. No, I'm not the dude. I know you got the
I'm
penis,
not saying
but
that's
I'm just saying.
I'm not
like,
saying, no, I'm not saying that he's purposely doing that. But that could absolutely, because that's something I would do.
Really?
I was in a similar situation to this.
Really?
For real.
Your wife ultimatumed you?
Not like I'm going to leave, but she said...
How long were we all dating for?
We were dating. We were friends for like a decade. And then we had been dating for like a year and a half, 2 years. And she said, do you think we'll get married? And I'm like, hey, I don't know. Wherever the wind takes us. You know?
Classic. Classic guy.
I'm like, I want to wait till I'm making like $5 or $6 million a year before I do this. I want you to have the perfect. And she's like, I want to get married and have kids. Yeah. If that's not going to happen, we should end this. And I'm like, okay. And then I got a ring like a month later because that really, the fear of her, I was like, I need this.
So it was like
life.
Fire to your.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what Jana did to me too.
Yeah.
But it's tricky because to Amy's point, like initially with Jana, there was I held some kind of resentment towards that because it wasn't, I felt, granted they've been together,
yeah,
so he can't
like
really feel
been,
rushed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like maybe it's on his time, or at least he has no control, so he's just kind of giving in. It's like, okay, I'm giving you whatever you need here, and then there's no spark in it, or there's no
spontaneity in it. I'm sorry, it's 6 years. I'm just saying,
Amy's point, there is some...
I think, but at the same time.
She's getting the ring within the next 6 months, and she needs to not speak of it for the next 6 months. I think there's so much on it. Because maybe he also wants it to be a surprise. I don't know.
Yeah, he did say that too. He's like, well, you knew it was going to happen. Well, yeah, because I asked for it though. But like that's what she wants. Like, that's what we always say. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you need.
It wouldn't have mattered to her whether it's a surprise or whether it came when she asked for it.
So
just feels disrespectful to me.
The thing is that...
Sorry, it does. He didn't respect her enough to do what she wanted.
And I'm going down the wormhole.
Go ahead.
And I'd love to hear Jana versus Michael on this.
Here we go.
Bring it.
Okay, let's say he did it. Let's say he gave the ring on her timeline.
Amazing. Her family and friends would have been there. It would have been this huge celebration. They had something to bring into the new year.
Or is she going to wonder? Because what I'm learning is when we get what we want something more. When we get what we want something more. Mm-hmm. So would she have always wondered, did he only do it because of the ultimatum? Is this a better way to start their marriage?
Okay, good question, though. Do women even care that they do it based on an ultimatum? Jana?
I'm sorry. Repeat the question. Michael?
If women, okay.
Why are you pointing at yourself?
If your species gives the male species an ultimatum,
right,
and we act on that.
Yeah.
Then what did you say again?
Yeah, so you don't even know.
I'm so lost in my thought.
So it's, let's say he did the ring on Christmas.
Mm. Right.
Right before the deadline.
Which was amazing.
In March, is she going to think to herself, did he only propose because I gave him that ultimatum and he doesn't really want this? And then she goes down the spiral. Is it better if it comes in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I don't think she would. I think she would, if a woman gets what she needs, what she asked for, I think they're completely content, no matter what.
I think...
Because that would be unfair. if you ask for something, if you ask for something and then we do it and then you hold it against us because like, well, I kind of forced you.
That's why girls are crazy.
Do you really love me? Do you really want to marry me?
Do.
You
girls
asked for
crazy.
It. I'm freaking giving it to you.
I never did that though. When I told you basically I don't want to play house with you, whether it was 2 months or 6 months, you know what I mean?
You didn't do what?
I didn't say, well, did you just marry me because I gave you an ultimatum? I got what I wanted and I was happy.
Right. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. But that's fine. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. I'm not saying there's something wrong with that.
I'm just wondering for poor Sarah, if the universe is just giving her what she ultimately does want, which is she wants to feel that he did it because he wants to show that. So give it another little bit.
I think he's California bred. I think he's just, you know, like just kicking the feet. Sand with his feet, like, you know what I mean, like, just like, he loves Sarah. I have no doubt in my mind, but I think, you know, he's just kind of like whatever, because he knows she's not gonna leave.
Do you think there's any fear around it where, like Amy's saying, the ring might not be enough, so maybe he gets her the ring, right? And then she's like, okay, we gotta plan our wedding. Okay, when should we start having kids? Okay.
Oh, we're already planning the wedding. So like, he doesn't have to like worry about anything.
But I'm saying, but it's not about him having to do the planning. It's about like boom, 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 boom. It's like
he wants no, because he wants a kid. So, anyways, moving on. I love you, Sarah, and you
hang
know what?
In there.
She's supposed to be going to San Antonio. That was her ultimatum. I don't think she is, but it's all good.
And you now know what? Is she bummed? That's the thing that sucks the most. If she's bummed,
I know, I know.
It's not doing any good.
It's why we are talking on her behalf right now, which again, I said, I don't have to talk about it.
I said we should have left it alone. But
I said, but Sarah gave us the okay. So anyways, that's the update from our wind down listeners. So we are kicking off 2019 by planning out which roles our business needs to hire. Do you know what else is smart though? Starting the new year off strong by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jana to hire the right people. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. It's a powerful matching technology. So basically, it scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, experience. So I think that's really cool, especially since, you know, right?
Yeah, right, honey. Whatever you say.
Hate
but
you.
For those reasons, that's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from the hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Jana. If you love this show, show your support to it and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jana, spelled J-A-N-A. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jana. The smartest way to hire.
It really is. All right. So, Michael, do you want to talk about teeth brushing? Because you always get on me about brushing my teeth. Not saying I don't brush my teeth, but like, because I do brush my teeth.
It's pretty miraculous how you have such an amazing smile and do not brush your teeth.
I do brush my
teeth
now.
Nearly as much as any human being.
No, I do. I brush it twice a day, but... I do. I only brush it twice a day, but
yeah,
I feel like
to Quip now you do.
I know. By the way, nice one. But no, it's just I just feel sometimes like I'm too tired to brush my teeth. But the good thing is now that I have Quip, it's amazing because it's it has sensitive sonic vibrations. So for me, I have really sensitive gums. I have to get that like gum graft. By the way, I'm bottom of my tooth. Dennis told me.
Okay.
Anyways, but Quip is really good. It's built in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds. So basically it tells you when to switch sides because sometimes I'm so tired from the sleep deprivation of having a newborn that I'm falling asleep while brushing my teeth. So it tells me when to rotate. So up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, which is what Dennis recommended.
I go short and hard. I just get in there.
But that's not good. Which is why Quip is good, though, because it's sensitive for your gums.
Works for me this far.
What I love about it, though, is you're actually supposed to change your toothbrush every 3 months. I never knew that either. But Quip sends brush heads. They're automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5. So it gives you a friendly reminder when it's time to refresh and stay committed to your oral health. Quip starts at just $25 if you go to getquip.com/Jana right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Jana. Okay, so I'm super excited because on location with us at the Santa Monica Pier is Mariah K. Lyon.
Hey, Mariah.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so, there's your headphones. Okay, obviously, you have a lot going on. I mean, your resume here is like... Yeah. For like days.
Where to start?
All I saw was the crystals, and I'm like the biggest. Oh, those are so cute. Wait, she's showing me her shoes. Can you pronounce how they're spelled?
Astara.
Astara. Oh, those are really cool.
Yes.
Those are beautiful. Can you tell our listeners about them?
Yeah. So it's a grounding and healing crystalline shoe line. So each shoe has a different crystal on it. It has a different intentionality. And then there's actually a grounding component in the sole of the shoe that resonates at the same frequency of the earth. So it's like walking barefoot.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Wow.
Okay, so I just have to say, please, like, I'm not trying to be, like, disrespectful at all. At all. I just don't understand the crystal thing. Because my girlfriend Julie is, like, really big into crystals. And she's, like, she brings me over and she's, like, doing these, like, tarot cards and she's, like, this crystal's for healing. This crystal's for, like, this. And I'm, like, it's a rock.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What is it? Like,
I get that all the time.
You do?
It's, like,
okay.
Actually,
like,
my favorite thing to talk to.
I would love to hear you.
Because
it's
him too. Legit. And he's, like, oh, my God, Julie is so effing crazy. Like,
no.
Like, she's nuts.
Love you, Julie.
I think my husband thought that very early on in our relationship. And now he's just, like, embracing it. And there's stones and rocks everywhere. I have a bunch that I will show you.
Okay.
And you will feel, and I'll walk you through them, the different frequency. So okay. Everything
is
frequency.
Is it just in your head, though?
Vibration.
I'm sorry. I'm just, like,
no,
cutting you off
I mean,
again.
There are... Here's the thing. Science and research has not been able to prove it, right? Tesla worked with crystals for a very long time. He has quotes saying that we can't scientifically prove crystals are alive, but we also can't prove that they're not. I liken it to plants and animals in that they each have their own frequency and they each have their own information, right?
Okay.
Everything is frequency and vibration. Colors are frequency, musical tones. Like, everything has a tonality. Everything has a frequency. Our bodies are frequency. Our bodies are vibration. They're energy that's condensed into matter.
Okay.
Rocks are the same way. So like, I know you're looking at me and you're like lost. So I liken it to colors or musical tones in that there's high pitch ones, there's low pitch ones.
Can you just show us an example?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me grab my bag.
Okay.
What do I have here? Ooh, that's a tree lace agate that's falling on the floor. Okay, so.
Like, that's a rock. You know what I mean? Like, okay. It looks like something totally. That I just found.
Did this rock just choose me because it fell at my feet?
It actually did. So if you want to go on a crystal reading with that. Means you need to spend a little bit more time in nature, spend a little bit more time getting grounded. All right, can I do a little like experiment on you guys?
Yes, please. Okay, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Put out your hand.
Are you giving me the skeptic rock? So basically what's happening right now is our eyes are closed. She's going through her bag of crystals. She just put something in my hand. Right. Baby, is something in yours?
Close your hand.
Okay, we're closing our hands.
And just begin to, deepen your breath. So crystals work on frequency and energy.
Is it okay that I'm drinking wine?
Totally. Okay. I mean, it's fine.
Don't want to alter my state.
And just start to feel what that stone feels like in your hand. Obviously, your brain's going to go to, it's a rock in my hand. I have no idea what you're talking about. And this chick is crazy, right? So it's okay. Just tune into how you're feeling. Just tune into what that rock actually makes you feel. Just tune into what your subtle body is doing right now. Start to tune into how your energy is feeling. Maybe your mind is racing. Maybe there's some emotions coming up. Maybe there's giggles coming up. Whatever it is, just start to tune into how you're feeling. And just take one more deep breath with that. Okay, cool. And then open your eyes.
Okay. Can we look at our rock?
Yeah.
It's one big black rock.
How did you feel?
Centered.
Felt like all my focus was on the rock. Is that the point?
So this is black tourmaline. Okay. And black tourmaline is very grounding.
Oh.
So that's like exactly how you would feel with that stone, right? So it's very grounding and rooting. If you're working with the chakra or the energy systems of the body, it's your root chakra. It's your base chakra. It's very earthy and very grounding. So it's, if you're thinking about musical tones, it's like a low, very low tone. It literally grounds you into the earth. Okay. So being focused or feeling calm or centered is exactly what that stone does.
So question.
Yeah.
A lot of people just have crystals like around their house. So if I'm not holding it, then how is it connecting to me to feel grounded?
Because it's radiating that vibration. So crystals store.
See, that's where you lose me.
Okay. So we have crystals, we have clear quartz in our cell phones, we have them in our TVs, we have them. The first radio frequency was programmed by clear quartz. It literally emits frequency and information out. It's like, you know, all the sci-fi movies, any cartoons, like the laser, man, it like shoots out. Like that's real. Like it's actually like legit real. And that's how the first radio frequency was programmed, was by clear quartz. So if you think that there is a piece, right, that is emitting information out, then it's holding on to a specific vibration and it's emitting that out regardless if you're holding it or if it's in the room. Okay. So that stone, it's emitting out the information that is stored in that is radiating out in a room. So it's radiating out this grounded, focused.
So there's an actual like tangible physical presence of it. It's not just like a belief is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I work with it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, science can't prove that.
Right.
But there has been science that has shown that clear quartz particles can hold on to information for up to 300 million years.
Oh, wow.
So what? I always say it's like the OG thumb drive. Like it's literally like storing on to information and frequency, which is why people set intentions with crystals, right? They're like set an intention with a crystal because it literally stores it like a thumb drive or like it stores it.
Yeah.
And then if you put it somewhere in your house, it's radiating that information, that intention that you set in the house. So it's a visible reminder of like, this is the intention that I set. But it's also radiating that frequency out.
So what crystals should we have in our house then to be happy and positive and, you know, I don't know. What kind of, I don't know. Like, what kind of crystals do we put in our house? Because I mean, see Julie has all these crystals in her house. And
yeah, I mean, there's so many different ones. I brought you an angelite and okay. I brought you a rose quartz.
Okay. And what do those do?
That is like really good for a baby room.
Oh, okay.
Because they're really fine, light, angelic, celestial vibration. Really great for sleeping and really great for just kind of like cozying up.
Oh, cute.
Okay. And then there's different things, you know, in a family room, if you wanted a celestite or something that's a little bit more communal, that's going to have people having conversations together. I always have black tourmaline and smoky quartz around our computers and our TVs because they emit electromagnetic radiation. And the black tourmaline and the smoky quartz helps to protect against EMF. So it helps almost like counterbalance those waves and those harmful frequencies that our electrons emit.
What got you into being such an advocate or believer in using crystals?
I was like a secret crystal nerd for such a long time.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I grew up in Utah. I grew up like the mountain was my backyard. Right. I grew up running around. My husband's from like Midtown Manhattan. So like
That's funny. We're very different.
But yeah, I mean, we used to go out in the desert and cut geodes open. And I've always just been around it.
Okay.
I noticed such a difference in my life with working with them.
Like in what sense?
In a sense of, you know, I would bring them to work if I had an important meeting years ago when I was in the corporate space of that was either courage building or that was super grounding. That would help me speak clearly. Mm-hmm. And yes, like maybe it was just the idea of it
right.
or almost like a placebo effect. But truthfully, like, I don't really think it matters. Like if it works for you, even
totally.
In a placebo effect, yeah. like that's great. You
right.
know, I think it's really just kind of getting you to that next space that you're trying to move into in whatever form, hopefully, you know, I don't know.
It's like its own spiritual belief, right? Like there's
yeah.
no evidence of a certain higher power being more prominent or truthful than another,
yeah.
but you believe in it.
Yeah.
It just is. So I can understand why someone could be into something. And yeah, we don't see it that way. But if you believe in it, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And then it helps you then, you know, be like, helps your day and your dreams and encouragement and yeah
it's like one tool in the toolbox, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's not like
the crystal is going to make all your dreams come true.
Absolutely not. And I would never say that, you know
right.
what I mean? I think it's more of like it becomes almost a question of mind of a matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a question of attuning your mind and your focus and your intention to what it is that you want
right.
and then obviously you have to take that actionable steps towards that. It's like
yeah.
you can't just sit in bed and rub a crystal and think that like everything's
our crystal
gonna
do
happen.
Your magic.
Yeah.
Where can our listeners find you? Like where, like are you, what else are you doing?
What else am I doing? I'm working on a book this year, which
Yay.
I'm super excited
Very cool.
about.
That's
I'm,
awesome.
Yeah. I'm still working on The Line. The Line's been amazing.
And where can our listeners find The Line and stuff?
The Line is Astara.
Astara.
So online it's Astara Collective.
A-S-T-A-R-A.
Yep. And on social, and then I'm MariahKLyons.com.
Yay. I love it. Well, thank you so much. I'm like, I think we should try it.
You want to give it a try?
I want to give it a try. I really do.
Can we do one more?
Yeah,
see if
for
you,
sure.
Like, feel
yeah.
a different vibration.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
no,
just
for
close
sure.
your eyes. Yeah.
Closing eyes.
Close your
Amy,
eyes,
you try
eyes,
it too.
Mm.
Just give Amy the whole bag.
And yes, like there are certain prescriptions that you can do for crystals, but it's so individual. Okay, close your hand. Close your eyes. And then just begin to tune in again. So let your breath deepen. Just begin to tune back in. And you start to notice like the subtle sensations in your hands, the subtle sensations in your body. Just notice how you're feeling, if any emotions come up, any sensations. And then you can open your eyes. Did you notice a difference between these ones at all?
This one felt like warm and active. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, babe?
I felt like energy like going out as opposed to like feeling like towards my feet. I felt it like pulsating out.
Amy, what did you feel?
I'm going to tell the truth. Sorry, I got so close to Mariah there.
peace, calm, and sex.
I don't know. Oh, damn.
That's, I mean, I think you need to take that one home with you. That sounds like the best 2019 ever. Yeah.
Why did it do that?
Why?
Why did it do that? So it's holding that vibration, like we talked about, right? So it's holding that frequency. I often liken it to like plants. How, let's say you're lavender. You wouldn't use lavender to wake up in the morning, no, right? You're going to use lavender to like calm down or to take a bath and just like to really get calm. You wouldn't eat chili peppers if you want to like go to sleep right away.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. So minerals are the same thing. Like they each have their own personality, their own vibe, their own thing going on. So if you want to, you know, have a fun night, maybe start working with some rose quartz.
What did we have?
You have a rose quartz as well. Okay. And then you have a pink opal. And so rose quartz, like you were feeling that, like the energy moving out.
Right.
Rose quartz is great for your heart. It is a love stone predominantly.
That's
yes, absolutely. That's literally peace, harmony, and 1,000% was that stone. And if you think about your heart, you're radiating out from your heart. So it's this energy, this frequency, this vibration that is radiating out from your heart.
So we should keep that like in our master bedroom.
Rose quartz is great for the bedroom.
Rose quartz, writing that down. Rose quartz for the master bedroom in the new house.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's on you.
Okay, I got it. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yay.
I really appreciate
Mariah,
it.
Mariah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mariah.
Yeah, thank you.
So I think Michael should do this next spot because
I think you should do it.
No, I think you really like, I mean, you have so much hair.
I really need to customize my shampoo experience.
I really think you should.
Yeah,
I mean, you
should.
Have such a bald head that, you know, I think it's important.
No,
but you know how frustrated
hair, so.
I get though with my, oh my gosh, that's amazing, Amy.
I'm sorry, I just put candy out.
Yeah. Hello. Do you know how much, I mean, we have so many shampoo and conditioner bottles in because I'm always trying to find the right shampoo and
conditioner.
Yes,
and you don't throw away the ones
know,
that
I
you
don't
use. And
it's
so I have
so
nowhere to put anything.
No, but that's why I'm really excited that I found Function of Beauty because it actually you get to customize your shampoo and conditioner to your needs. So for me, I want volumized, deep condition, color protection, strengthen, thermal protection. And the cool thing, too, is that not only do they customize your shampoo and conditioner, but they make it so customizable. Is that, I mean, because on the bottle it says, unlike you, anybody, just for you. It says Function, and then right there, my name. You get to customize what color you want.
Which is dangerous because now at a new house,
in Nashville,
you're going to customize
about it.
Every shampoo in every bathroom.
100%. Julie's will be pink. Jace's will be blue. Ours will be gold. I mean, it's going to be so great. So I love Function Beauty for that. And it's really easy, too, because all you have to do is take a 2-minute quiz about your hair profile to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. So for my listeners, they'll receive 20% off your first custom formula. You just go to functionofbeauty.com right now and take the quiz. Use code Jana at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. Again, use the code Jana at checkout for 20% of your first order at functionofbeauty.com.
Okay, so I actually end up using this now because it puts me to sleep.
Okay, so we're talking about the Moshi Twilight app. And just so everyone knows, everyone struggles with bedtime, especially kids. In fact, 24 million kids in the U.S. struggle to get to sleep every night.
What?
The good news is that we have discovered this amazing new app that is a magical bedtime cure, an enchanting bedtime aid that is a lifesaver at the end of a busy day, which Tori
can
advocate for.
It's
enchanting. She's our big child right here that also loves. Would you like to explain it from the adult side?
No. Okay. Actually, though, not only have I used this for my two nieces, though, because what's amazing, you could pick a story and it plays while they go to sleep. So instead of having a sound machine, you can actually like develop their vocabulary and like have them go to sleep to like a really cool story that actually they create their own stories.
Very cool.
So it's really nice because I have my niece and she's always like, I want another book. I want another book. And I'm like, I love you to death. But like, we all need our wine at one point.
Yeah.
You know,
and then I'm reading, the Berenstain Bears for like the 50th
Goldilocks
time.
And the Three Bears
time. And I mean, I think we've all done the cheat too, where you like skip three pages. And
oh,
like,
all the time.
You'll never know.
Like, and the end. Okay.
Exactly. And so for this one, it's really nice though, because you can have them still fantasize and dream and the lights are out. So kind of their imagination gets to kind of explore a new level, and you have all these stories going and they write all their own stories. You can also choose sound machine though, if you want like rain or the whales or whatever, but it's really cool. I think the best aspect is that your kids are developing their vocabulary as they're going to sleep.
So if that interests you, try for free tonight to redeem your exclusive code. Download the Moshi Twilight app, go to settings, register your account and redeem the code Jana Sleep. Okay, so we're talking about the Moshi Twilight app.
Okay, so kind of want to talk about, well, first of all, can I just ask you, did you really feel anything with the crystals?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's all believing. So maybe, but you don't even know the right answer.
Like, I know.
I'll never become an advocate. I'll never use them. But I mean, still, I
like,
know.
No disrespect at all, because I think she's so sweet. But like, I'm also like holding the crystal and I'm like,
I think it's...
I'm double guessing. Wait, do, am I feeling this or am I feeling that?
Exactly.
Am I feeling this or am I feeling that?
Because
okay,
our minds,
I don't even know what the hell I'm feeling.
Our minds aren't trained to do that. So for me, it's like, it's almost like if I would put a pen in my hand and I close my eyes and I breathe deep. Well, I'd feel the pen. That would distract me. So maybe I'm feeling something.
And now
out
I'm
that.
Feeling centered because we're taking a deep breath and we're holding something. Amy?
I think it's all hullabaloo, except that who cares?
Hullabaloo.
Do you know what I mean?
Wait,
I,
like, what do you, like, who cares,
like,
on what?
Like, it's all kind of... I don't want to swear, BS, except maybe it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right,
I'm always
right.
like, that's how I am about all that kind of stuff.
Again, it's all your belief system.
I'm always like, maybe this is cuckoo crazy, but like, it kind of makes me feel good. So why not? Like if,
yeah.
like if someone, I always wish I really had a crystal ball. Like, does that work? Does this work?
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Yeah, it's called a magic eight ball. Works every time.
Which by the way, we're getting a magic eight ball for our house. So basically what Michael and I have decided, so there's been a few times the past couple weeks where Michael's a little more lenient with TV. I'm more of a Strickler. And so Jolie will be like, Mommy, like, Sifi. And I'm like, no, sweetheart, like, go play with some of your games that Santa just got you. Like, no. And then she goes, Daddy, Minnie. And I was like, oh, my God, because she knows that, like, Michael's going to put, like, Minnie and Mickey, like, the club, Mickey's Clubhouse on or whatever.
That is not necessarily true,
Michael,
at all. In
almost
any way,
every
shape,
morning I come out and, like, no. the Mickey's on when.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, yeah. It's just because Jana, anytime she wants to, someone's about to watch Jolie or I have Jolie, she's, the way she delivers it is so mean and aggressive.
Oh my God, like, time out.
Like, make sure no TV. Like, no, she can't, she has all these toys. She can watch TV. She can't watch TV. I'm
just
like,
saying people that are, that
like,
aren't us
okay.
should be playing with our child.
I'm like, we're fantastic parents. And if
okay,
I decide
time
that
out any, okay, we'll get to that. Okay. But anyways, Jolie said, you know, daddy TV. And I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, well, I don't know. Like, okay. I mean, Jana, you're being a little hard. And I'm like, so I think if it's something that we agree, like we're not that strong on, we should get a magic eight ball. Like ask the magic eight ball.
Like, why not?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Jolie,
like,
if you, if,
the
yeah, if you want to
like
watch
flip
TV,
a
go
coin.
Ask.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like,
but it's more fun.
It's like, Mom, do you really care? And I'm like, nah, I don't really care that much. But like,
like we
let's
could
just,
talk each other into the other
talk,
side.
Exactly.
But instead, let's let the magic eight ball. So it'd be fun for Jolie
well, then
to be
it's
like,
not on you.
Yeah.
And it's kind
right.
of, if you
sorry, honey,
like,
eight ball's fault.
It's sort of like crystals where you're like,
absolutely not.
Okay.
Exactly.
And we said, what we said would be great is if we had someone made make us a magic eight ball and it was all like no. It was all like the negative responses.
No.
So anytime the kids go and use it, it's always no.
But they
like
don't know.
Not.
Like, how do
not
I
a chance.
Get no.
Do you guys believe in signs?
Like what kind?
Like signs from the universe. Like
yes,
okay.
Shannon,
like let's
a sign.
Say I'm
everything
like
is a sign, yes.
I don't know. You get in the car and a certain song's on and you're like, "Oh my God, it's a sign."
She's the queen of that.
Yeah,
I love that stuff.
Yeah. I'm like 100% the queen of signs. Can we just go back though to the fact that you just called me mean the other day? Because it wasn't about being mean. Can I just like rewind this really fast?
Oh,
so for the past month, no, for, sorry, for the past 6 weeks, because Jason's 6 weeks old, we've had someone in town in our house.
Yes.
So Amy, like that's, you know, we have
a
very small house. And
guests are brutal.
It's family, but it's still it's family and friends, but it's still hard. And so at the end of it, like nothing against, I love your brother more than anything. He's awesome. But unfortunately, like I was getting kind of,
he was the last guest.
He was
he
the
got
last
the
guest, not the brunt of it, but it was just like, we were, you know, I just didn't want the TV on because it's just, and it wasn't even about the TV. It was just the fact that I just wanted our house to ourselves. And it was just, I guess I said, and you know, Jolie shouldn't be watching any TV. And he's like, you said that very passive. And I was like, no, I didn't. And all of a sudden I was like, I just want our house to ourselves. And it's not
like, I knew
brother.
There was so much
like,
more behind it. Yeah. I just know her too well. So,
but it's like after a baby, I'm like, I just like, I need like, I just, I'm so happy that we now have our like our home to ourselves and like
yeah, and
every,
and every
day,
visit from everybody, whether it was friends
it
or
was
family,
amazing.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that we've had 6 weeks of someone in our house.
Well, I get it. Because sometimes I don't even know how you have it with each other. Because sometimes I need alone time. Like, actually,
see, I don't agree.
Alone.
I don't understand that you and Mike are the same. Because I could be with him 24/7.
Jana could be with me every second of every day until the day we die and be completely fine.
I think it's great. Like, and he's like Mike's dream day is to spend the entire day without me. And my dream day is to spend the entire day with him. So I'm like, that's hurtful.
It's not hurtful. It's what I personally enjoy.
That sucks. Really?
I don't
like that you enjoy spending the day without me. Like, that hurts my feelings.
9 out of 10 days I spend with you. So if I get
But your
a
dream
few hours,
day is to not spend. Like, my dream day is to sit at the beach, have a glass of wine, toes in the sand, and you hate sand. You hate, like, being with me.
I mean, okay, here's what I'm gonna say.
I hate being with you.
I think my dream day would be to be toes in the sand beach with, like, the guy I like. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That's
but
a
then
great day
also
too.
Get married, right?
Right, like 20 days later of that, I kind of need like a little time with my own laptop.
Recharge the
and
batteries.
The TV shows I want, and just no one in my, no one chirping at me, no one doing anything.
See, I need that from the kids. Like, today, I'm like, I need a minute. I need 20 minutes on the treadmill. Like, but I would have loved for you to gone out there with me and like work out with me. I'd have been fine with that. But you couldn't because I had you take care of Jace. But still, like, you know what I mean?
I offered to take care of Jace so you could go do that. I'm
well, thank you,
kind
but,
of caring husband.
But then he spent 2 hours at the barbershop, which then he like shaved off. I was like, "How are you still at the barbershop? Like, you're bald. Like, what are they doing?" Anyways,
there's an art to it.
So there's an email going around that we need to read because apparently it's pretty juicy.
Yeah, here you go, Easton.
Okay.
Oops, sorry, forgot. Oh, it's okay. You can leave those on. I'm really proud to be the one to deliver this to you.
Okay, wait, do I have it?
No,
I do I have it?
Do I have it? That's what Julie says. I want to have it.
Habit.
You do not have it, so this will be theater of the mind. You'll just have to close your eyes and visualize this.
I need a crystal.
My boyfriend of 6 months and I are very happy and have been on cloud nine.
6 months, boyfriend. Okay.
I found something.
I need to write notes. Yeah. 6 months. So 6 months, boyfriend.
We're never going to get through this email.
I'm sorry. Okay. I just have to get all my facts. Okay.
Here's your next bullet point. I found something on his phone that worried me.
Phone, worried. Okay.
We used his phone to take pictures on New Year's Eve. And the next day I grabbed his phone and told him I was going to send myself the pictures. While doing so, with his full knowledge, I might add, not snooping, I saw a naked picture he had taken in the mirror that morning. Immediately taken aback, I kind of kept it to myself, not wanting to embarrass him, but my mind kept racing. Why did he take that? Did he send it to someone? So eventually I just asked, and his response was that he basically was trying to get back his self-confidence after the holiday season.
Liar, 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 liar.
Give the guy
liar,
a chance.
Liar, liar.
After the season of eating and drinking like crap. He's also a personal trainer and has said he's been considering training for physique competitions this new year, so he wanted the picture as a starting point. I don't know why below the waist would have to be included, but whatever. I don't have
like,
any...
Like, did it show full peen?
It sounds like it.
Okay.
Pain.
I don't have any reason not to believe him, but I don't want to be naive. He's such a great boyfriend, and I have completely trusted him up until now. Am I just being paranoid, or would you be worried too?
I'm worried, and he's lying.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's just it's 6 months, and even if it wasn't six months, and it was your husband for five years. Yeah. So that even so, come on, right there, you just said, "All right, 6 months."
No. Yeah. Let me just defend him. You know, innocent until proven guilty. Okay, give the guy a chance. Because he is a physical trainer, okay? He is in that world.
You're laughing while you're saying this right now.
I'm smiling because it's kind of ridiculous what I'm saying, but at the same time could be factual. But because his body is his business and he is considering entering...
If he's a trainer, then he should already be proud of his body.
He's considering entering physique competitions. They study their bodies like crazy.
Yeah. Okay. But they don't take naked pictures themselves.
Maybe he's studying his pain too.
No. See, that's no. Mm-mm, sorry.
No, but maybe he's getting his legs. Maybe it's just all in one. He could have put underwear on, but.
I would just say go through his text messages and then if not, go to his phone bill. Crazy. Crazy alert.
I went with, here's my thought on it. Don't worry about it until there's more to worry about. Like, don't you think she'd have a gut feeling if there was something to worry about? So
her
I was
gut feeling,
like,
she's emailing us. That's a gut feeling.
I'm hoping for the best. Like, I'm not worried about it. Or like, whatever. It's fine. Maybe he was going to send it to her at some point.
He would have said that, though.
Oh, true. Good point, Michael. Shoot.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm still
Shoot.
Not worried about it.
Shoot. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he probably, but still.
Yeah.
Never know.
Liar.
Hey, what's up? I'm Stephanie Pratt. You may may know me from The Hills.
And I'm Wells Adams from like Bachelor in Paradise. And I don't know, I date someone that's
famous. Okay, you guys, he's Wells Adams, Sarah Hyland's boyfriend.
Can that not be my moniker?
Oh, it's no, it should be.
So when we start the show, you're just going to be like, hey,
Wells,
it's Steph Pratt.
Enough about you.
And this Sarah Hyland's boyfriend. Oh, we're going for it.
Enough about Wells. This is actually the Pratt cast.
Yeah.
And it's going to be about The Hills. And we'll be talking about things you can't hear anywhere else, having castmates come on, talking about Wells' dating life with Sarah.
You brought it back to me.
I know. I was looking at you. My bad.
They've locked us in this freaking studio together, and they won't let us out until we have your new favorite obsession. So please subscribe to Prattcast after you finish this episode, or just do it right now because you're probably bored of this episode.
And literally, we want to get out. It's lunchtime.
Yes, I'm sweating right now.
Ew. Can we turn on the air?
Yeah.
Gross.
All right, on three. One, two, three.
You won't regret it.
I do want to say something, though. Speaking of guys, why is it that you can't do two things at once? I really, really like want to know that. For example,
you know why? Because it's better to do one thing great than multiple things. Okay.
Like when you went to pick up your brother, one of the reasons we were going there was to talk to the baggage claim person. You didn't even talk to the baggage claim person. Like the reason that you were going to pick up your brother, and I'm like, Michael, did you do that? He's like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, that was the whole damn reason why you.
And guess
went.
What? It wouldn't have even mattered because they couldn't have done
but
anything.
But I'm just saying, like, why? Like, it's the principle.
It wasn't
and, like,
about doing two
and
things
the pull-ups
at once.
The other day. Why couldn't you? I literally texted you.
Sorry,
and I said,
I'm a human being and I don't remember every single thing.
I texted you it.
And I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. I just feel like, guys, like, I could be emptying the dishwasher, responding to a text, doing a social media thing, like, putting on makeup, holding Jace, giving him a bottle, and still, like, you're like, what am
ironing
I
and cooking.
Yeah, ironing and cooking. And you,
she
you
doesn't
can't.
Cook, first of all, so let's get that straight. Let's just
she does hello fresh, the, hello fresh the all the time.
Okay, but I just don't understand why you can't like why guys physically can't do more than one thing at once.
Okay,
like,
then let's have our listeners email in an example of this.
I have like 20 million examples.
Yeah, in
about.
General, I don't want to be generalizer, but yeah, guys cannot do more than one thing at the same
we're,
time, and girls can do. That's right. Single-minded, focused, which I think is a better way to say it. They're focused on the one thing. They're going to do it. They're going to do it right. They're going to finish it on to the next. Mm-hmm. Whereas we do not do that. We're doing 412 things at the same time. Maybe not all perfectly, but we're getting it done.
Maybe not all perfectly.
Yeah.
See, when we get something done, it's through and through. It's efficient and there's no mistakes.
Okay. Next email.
All right, Easton, give your take.
I mean, my wife will ask me to do something and I'll be doing it. And then she'll ask me to do the next thing. And she's thinking about a million things at the same time.
Yes.
And so she's just, you know, expecting me to do that too. And I'm like, well, do you want me to stop right now? And
why can't you just like bookmark it in your head? Like, okay, I'm going to do that after this. But you guys get so like, squirrel, dog, bone.
Exactly.
Like, it's, why? I don't understand.
It's a biological
like,
difference.
I have 10 things in my like brain afterwards.
It makes me very sad.
But it makes me very anxious, too, because I hate that. And I've told her I hate when I get overloaded. Like, ask me to do one thing. And don't be like, hey, can you do this and then do this and then do that and do this. I'm like, whoa, hold the phone.
But how do you think about me? I have like 50 things in my brain.
That's your own fault.
No, it's not. I'm a woman and I rule the world. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to unload some of this baggage in my brain.
I will say it's actually not even borderline impressive. It's extremely impressive how... If I just get out of her way, how much she can accomplish, it's astronomical.
Let me just tell you
I
this.
I left with my brother. My brother and I went and, my brother and I went and saw Aquaman last weekend when he was in town. Good flick. And Easton, good we can flick. Rap about that later. we had talked about taking down the Christmas decorations this past weekend. I come home. You would have thought that Christmas was last year. That it was 6 months ago. Because there wasn't a single thing, except for the exterior lights, because that was my job. Nothing in the house ever resembled, like, not even like a speck of glitter. Like, everything gone. The entire Christmas tree, all the ornaments down. The tree was packed, put in the box, and put in the garage. And she had both kids.
And let me tell you, I did it before Jolie's nap, so it took me 46 minutes to get the entire house
down. So she didn't
down.
Even do it when Jolie was napping, which I figured she would do. She did it all before that.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was like, you know what? Even you still impress me. So maybe I just need to leave more often and just get out of your way.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Live like Jana, everybody. That's what my takeaway
is. That's the moral of this episode.
WWJD. What would Jana do? This is from Caitlin. I'm a single mom of a 2.5-year-old girl, and her father has never met her from lack on his part. When I was 4 months pregnant, I found out he was married and has been since before we met. I tried to keep him involved, but he wants nothing to do with her. So my question for you is, how do I get back into dating? I'd like to find out who I am again and find her a father figure in the process. She's calling every male she sees daddy because she thinks that that's what males are called. It breaks my heart, and she doesn't even know what a daddy is. Oh. Advice, please.
Oh. That breaks my heart.
Oh, that hurts. Way to end on a downer, Easton.
Do you want to start? I will say this. I think I'm really sorry, but I don't like that you're trying to find someone to be her father figure.
Why?
Well, because I think she just needs to focus on like herself and like being a mom and like not because when I actively search for a relationship, that's when it's like I'm messing. Like, if I had a child, like I would be like, okay, like this guy's going to be her father. Like, but if it's not the right one, then you're going to have like all these multiple men that aren't going to be the right person. And then she's calling everybody like her dad.
Right. But I understand the assumption behind that, but maybe she is. Maybe she is like just focused on herself. But the thing, she probably wants to do it not for her, but for her daughter. So her daughter can have a male presence. Her daughter deserves a father.
Yeah, but it's got to be the right person, though.
No, for
like,
sure.
You have to, like,
no,
I
agree.
Like, focus on, like, you.
Right, but I get her drive to want to find. She can still actively find somebody and try to find the right person. She doesn't just have to find the next guy she sees, but find the right person, do the work to find that male that can be a father figure for her daughter.
Yeah.
I can see why she would really want that, but I'm really sad.
Yeah, that makes me sad. Oh, we have a birthday shout out. Okay, this is from Kelly. I was hoping that I could get a birthday shout out on your podcast. I'm turning 24 on January 3rd. Happy birthday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
It was yesterday. I'm an avid listener to the podcast each week. I also would love to know how has life been different for you two now that you have two kids? How do you divide and conquer all of your responsibilities that you have? I just do everything. All right. Well, thank you, Kelly. And this was great winding down.
First of all, happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Second of all, we communicate.
I do everything. All right. That's great. Everybody have a great year.
Thank you again to ZipRecruiter. Again, the ZipRecruiter.com/Jana to hire the right people. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Jana right now, you can get your first first refill pack for free.
Use code Jana at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. Moshi Mind, try free tonight. Download the Moshi Twilight app and use the code Jana Sleep. You guys, thank you so much. It's been really fun.
Here on location.
Here on location in Santa Monica.
Seaside
we're super
on the pier.
Excited for the iHeart Podcast Awards.
Yep.
And now we're going to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yay.